Hollywood.
Glitz and glamour.
Pretty Malik gossip.
It's Pretty Malik's gossip
on Virgin Radio.
Beautiful song there. I love it. Stephen Sanchez, what's going on, Pretty?
So Kate Middleton, everyone's been talking about her. Everyone's been talking about her photo. There have been so many conspiracy theories running around where Kate Middleton has been. She's admitted to photoshopping images. What's going on over here? Are we finally going to hear from her? Well, a royal source has told the Sunday Times in the UK that Kate Middleton will most likely talk about her health, her recovery, everything that's been going on once she is back to doing her public engagements after Easter. Now, Easter is not this weekend, the weekend after, and that's when she's due to be back out and about, doing different public engagements, press, etc. So this royal source is saying that's kind of when the royals are most relaxed, when they're out and about talking to the public. So that's when we're going to hopefully hear what happened to Kate.
Either that or they're getting some type of clone ready.
That's what everyone keeps saying.
Ridiculous. No,
oh my gosh.
She's probably just recovering from
operation. She had an abdominal surgery in January. And so we're waiting for Kate. But I also feel like with everything that's happened, you know, Instagram had to put like a flag. You know, they flag certain posts saying
like when COVID happened, right? So like, you're talking about like incorrect information.
Yeah, so they flagged that Mother's Day photo as inaccurate information. Do you still want to see it? So it's like when it's gone this far, I don't know, maybe just come out, wave it outside the balcony or something. Like just do something.
Yeah, just like one public appearance, you know.
You're like, you're letting it go on for too long. Or just put a statement out to the press.
We want to see you in person.
And just make one statement. That's what I say. But hey, I guess they're chilling and waiting. Lindsay Lohan did this interview with Bustle. Now, she was doing a lot of press because she just dropped a new movie called Irish Wish. It's one of those like rom-coms. And she was talking about taking a break from Hollywood. And when she took that break from Hollywood, she eventually ended up moving here to Dubai, where she lives full-time with her husband and now baby.
Yep.
She said, I feel like some of my work got overshadowed by the paparazzi and all that kind of stuff when I was younger, and that's kind of annoying. I wish that part didn't happen. I feel like that kind of took a life on its own, so that's why I wanted to disappear. I was like, unless there's no story here, they're not going to focus on just my work. And if you notice, here in the UAE, there are no paparazzi. So I think Lindsay kind of took advantage of that situation, moved here, and I think she's really, really done a good job of kind of coming back into the limelight now. 100%. She is spending a lot more time back in LA because obviously she's doing a lot more work, movies and things like that. But we love Lindsay. She's absolutely amazing.
She's a friend of the show. Yeah, Chris Fade, you know, met her, brought her into the studio. And now she knows all of us. But it's just goes to show what Dubai can do for you. You know, she's met her husband. She's had a baby. She's settled down. And now she's back, you know,
in
the movie business and doing really well. So, well done, Lindsay. We love you.
We love you.
We'll see you soon. What's next?
Oprah Winfrey has revealed the real reason she decided to part way with Weight Watchers after nearly 10 years with them. Now, if you don't know, back in December, Oprah revealed that she was on some sort of a weight loss medication. We don't know if it was Ozempic, Mounjaro. She didn't say. But she's releasing a special called Oprah, Shame, Blame, and the Weight Loss Revolution, to talk about all of this, right? And she was on Jimmy Kimmel and she was just saying that, you know, Weight Watchers kind of turned themselves into a different direction. I wanted to go in a different direction. And to be honest, no one really talks about obesity as a disease. So she decided to get on a medication after her doctors recommended it. So we're going to hear more about that from there.
Okay.
And finally, Justin Timberlake dropped a brand new album over the weekend. It is called Everything I Thought I Was. And to celebrate, he did an NPR Tiny Desk concert.
I love these.
So here are little snippets from there. First of all, he did Dance With You. Sexy.
This one, sorry.
Oh, that's Sexy Back.
Oh, this is Sexy Back, yeah. Sorry. I love these Tiny Desk concerts. They're amazing.
They're so good.
What a great idea.
He's singing through a megaphone.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah. Just to get that sound.
It's all live band.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
And then this one is Dance With Me, yeah.
How good does that sound?
Rock Your Body.
Sorry, Rock Your Body. Why did I write Dance With Me?
Rock Your Body, yeah. Great song. Mixes well into Billie Jean, that one, if you're ever a DJ.
Now,
come on.
If anyone's listened to the album, would love to know your thoughts. I tried looking for that one song, Rossi, that we all wanted.
That old school Justin Timberlake, Timberland feel.
Like this rock your body, sexy back vibe. It's not on the album.
It's not there.
But there is some good music on there. Great driving album, I have to say.
Yeah. Just like
it's like the 2020 experience. Like it's just like good R&B.
Right.
That kind of vibe.
It's got like sort of a disco R&B
sound. Some of them are dancey disco songs, but it's got that R&B Memphis kind of vibe. So
let us know what you think of the album. 0487155444. Send us a WhatsApp. Hit us with your tag, Pretty.
Peace out, home fries.